New questions about Secret Service accountability being asked tonight. Like, is anyone going to be fired for the agency's, quote, mission failure on July the 13th? We want to bring in the author of the upcoming book, Rights and Freedoms in Peril, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, one of my favorites. You know, Tom, there's so many ways we could go with this conversation, but I want to begin with a slightly emotional take on what is happening and where we are. This is Melania Trump, the former first lady. She posted this on X. I want you to listen to this carefully and then get your reaction on the other side.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
There have been those who have been critical, saying, by suggesting that there is more to the story, by even making the idea that we need to uncover something, almost lends itself to, as some critics have suggested, conspiracy theories. But to me, this humanizes this story. This is real life, real people, real families, and I think she makes a very strong point. What do you think?
Well, her husband was almost murdered.
Yeah.
A man was murdered, two others severely injured.
That's right.
The country traumatized.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service, certainly under President Biden, has a demonstrated record of politicizing its protective decisions. Oh. Robert F. Kennedy denied protection and only given protection after Trump was nearly killed. President Trump asked for additional support. It was denied. The Secret Service lied about those denials.
Yep.
So these are all fair questions, and here we have this report being issued today, and the title of it should be "Mistakes Were Made," you know, and it's written in the passive voice.
Yeah.
There's not much accountability in any of it, and much of it is news we already know,
right,
based on disclosures by local police and what has been before everyone's eyes, that they really blew it.
I'm really glad that you said what you said about this idea that, look, there are questions that demand answers, and there's no wrong answer here in terms of asking what happened here, what happened with that, what happened with this. I think she's well within her right. Very quickly, 30 seconds or so left, I want to share this headline. Secret Service, DHS sued over first Trump assassination attempt in a lawsuit filed Thursday. America First Legal, AFL, alleges that the Secret Service and DHS illegally concealed government records related to the attempted assassination in Butler, Pennsylvania on 13 July. According to AFL, the Secret Service said it would not process their expedited public records requests because there was no threat to the life or safety of anyone, and that there was no urgency to grant their request. I know 30 seconds is not nearly enough time to get you to take a full swing at this, but I just had to get your thoughts about that.
Well, it is an emergency, obviously.
Indeed.
Obviously, they condemn themselves by making that statement. We sued 2 weeks ago for documents.
Yeah.
Give us documents about your denials of security to Trump. They're making up every reason under the sun to stonewall all investigators, not just in Florida, but in Congress and Judicial Watch. They haven't released, the Secret Service or FBI, as best as I can understand it, mm-hmm, not one document under FOIA in the 2 months since the shooting.
2 whole months, and they still haven't done their job. And this is really interesting. I think in my opinion, it raises a bunch of new questions, actually, in particular, as we move forward. Tommy, great to see you, my friend. We'll
Thank
have you.
You
back. I'd love to hear more about your book when we do. So have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Tom.